We have Mayor Peary joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Very good today. Very good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So we're a few weeks, or a few days rather, into Mental Health Week. It was officially declared by yourself. So what does Mental Health Week mean for individuals and families here in Timmins?
Well, first of all, it's without sounding glib, it's a tremendously important day and week. You're aware that we just had a media release talking about $19.5 million in funding to address gaps in addiction care. And addiction really is a problem is totally related to, associated with mental health. We know that this whole scourge in the country is something that is also associated with stigma. And the stigma associated stops people talking about it, talking about it with their friends, their loved ones, and even those that can help them. So the first job that we have here associated with this, as you know, the mayor and the council and the city, is to help reduce and in fact eliminate that stigma associated with mental health. So that's why this important is. That's why this day is so important. That's basically it. It's an important day, and we've got to reduce and eliminate the stigma associated with mental health issues.
And as you said about getting those emotions out there, this year's theme is Get Real With How You Feel, which is all about sharing those feelings and being open about your mental health.
Yes, without a doubt. Like, we know I hate to bring this up to all the time, but obviously the last 18 months of our lives have all, just about 18 months, 17 months now, have revolved around COVID-19. And we know what the individuals are going through with this. The stress and anxiety associated with those that have got a small business that's open and closed and open, and not to mention the teachers, the children, all those people that have been affected by this pandemic. So yes, mental health is a huge part of what we're living in this environment right now, and it's absolutely important to talk about it, express your feelings, understand what it's all about, helping each other through this, because that's the key. We've got to get through this together.
Yeah, and as you've said, regarding the last year, yesterday you made a statement about COVID, and we're at a critical point in the city's fight against COVID-19. Why is it imperative that residents continue to follow those public safety guidelines and to get vaccinated?
Well, at the end of the day, following that the same message that's been out there since day one, which is, you know, wearing your mask, being socially distanced, and washing your hands, is still the best thing we can do to help each other and to make sure you're safe and your loved ones are safe. Vaccines are being enrolled, and we know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Without the individuals following all the guidelines that have been out there since day one. You know, there's a possibility, Lindsay, that we'll be in this gray zone or lockdown area well into the summer, and absolutely no one wants that. We want a safe community, but we want a community that's also able to enjoy themselves in play and with their families, socially interacting that as they should, especially the children. And of course, the businesses. There's a number of them now that are just hanging on by a thread. So we want to get out of this as soon as possible. We want this to end. And the only way we can ensure that's going to happen is to follow the regulations and the guidelines from the health units that have been out there since day one. So that's what this is all about.
Yeah, and it's a lot of focus on that light at the end of the tunnel. We're almost there, right?
We're almost there. One final push and we'll be through, and we'll be able to breathe easy during the summer. That's the goal. That's why that message was given yesterday. And you know, it's 5 weeks ago, actually yesterday, We had a message that was just pleading people to take this seriously. The variants are here. We know it's going to affect a younger population, which it has. We know it's entirely much more contagious. In fact, the kids have been infected and are being infected, and in fact, have even some have been in hospitals. So, we've got to get this under control.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just be safe. I hope everybody's able to stay safe, stay healthy, hang in there. We're almost through this.